VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is dead and the Middle East finds itself at a crossroads. More from VOA's Linda Gradstein.
After Israel confirmed the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said evil suffered a heavy blow and Hamas will never control Gaza again. He called on Gaza residents to free themselves from Hamas's tyranny. Hamas will no longer rule Gaza. This is the beginning of the day after Hamas, he said. Netanyahu said anyone who laid down their weapon and returned Israeli hostages would be allowed to leave and live. However, it is not clear who will replace Sinwar as the leader of Hamas and whether he will be able to sign a deal. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Khalil Al-Haya, deputy Gaza Hamas chief and the group's chief negotiator, said Israeli hostages in Gaza will not return until the aggression on the besieged Palestinian enclave stops and Israeli forces withdraw. Regardless, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Sinwar's death is the best chance for a ceasefire. United States President Joe Biden was awarded Germany's highest order of merit by German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier on Friday for services to transatlantic ties.
This award means so much to me for what it says about us. The journey we've taken, the alliance we've strengthened, the way that we have as two separate nations risen together to meet our moment.
Biden's swan song trip to Berlin to discuss matters from the war in Ukraine to the expanding conflict in the Middle East comes as elections loom in the United States in 2.5 weeks. The potential re-election of former President Donald Trump is cause for worry in many European states, like Germany, which saw relations deteriorate